Russia. If you love me, you must have bought some girth of it for this scene. Here we are.
Now, yeah. What more is there to say?
Some
a little
more.
Bit.
A little bit, yeah.
Udo 77. We just listened to a track from Udo 77, Das Musical von Monochrome.
Yeah, that war Premiere gestern im Rabenhof.
Genau, Theater
Wien.
Rabenhof. It's quite nice. The Rabenhof actually released this CD, I guess, because it says Theater Rabenhof on the front.
Yeah.
So, Udo 77, Udo Proksch. Did you know him?
Of course.
Wow, Rainer.
Well, not personally.
Aw.
Not personally, of course.
You had a Draht zu Udo.
No.
One of the funniest Wienerisch Ausdrücke that I learned, or what I, you know, that I thought was quite nice, was Stritzi.
Yeah.
And I guess Udo Proksch was a Stritzi, yeah?
Well, in Wienerisch, a Stritzi is sometimes also a Zuhälter.
Ja, eh. Proksch wasn't a...
I don't think so.
He was just a mafiosi guy who...
Kind of.
Basically,
well,
went to church on Sundays and took care of the kids.
Kind of.
If you're curious to know about the Austrian underground, right, particularly the 70s, now I imagine the 70s were pretty gnarly in Vienna in the underground, then I think this is something for you. Udo 77 was put together by some people from the Sound Park, so it has a computer freak touch.
Kind of.
Yeah, so it's not only like underground and pimps and 70s and all of that, but computers. Let's have a listen.
Ich habe noch nie ein Theaterstück gesehen, das innerhalb von 2 Sekunden spielt. Und das ist ja tatsächlich die reale Spielzeit des Stückes, in dem Udo Proksch zusammen mit Computerprogrammen auftritt. Das war schon relativ überraschend.
Ja, ich fand es sehr gelungen. Von der Umsetzung her, ja, und auch vom Textlichen her war ich doch beeindruckt, ja.
Als Nerd sage ich 1111 oder FF. Super, geil, genial, großartig, mehrheitsfähig.
Die Umsetzung, die Schauspieler, alles war einfach großartig. Ich bin so gewohnt, das ist immer im Rabenhof, sind immer die Aufführungen ganz, ganz großartig.
Der Technologieaspekt war vor allem für mich beeindruckend. Technologie von vorn bis hinten, hier gibt es auch für Nerds was zu lachen, für Hacker.
Hätte es dir auch gefallen, wenn du kein Nerd bist?
Naja, ich hätte dann die ganzen Technologiewitze verpasst, die schon sehr gut waren.
Udo 77.
Okay. So Rainer's been explaining it just a little bit. Udo Proksch apparently was a guy who owned a coffee house, a cafe house.
Yes, das Demel.
That's quite a coffee house.
Yeah.
And he had a ship that he claimed was full of high-tech equipment and insured for such, which he then sank in the Indian Ocean.
Das war
collecting the insurance money. That's Udo Proksch. So not a pimp, but still a bad guy.
Yeah.
Right.